Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We have got an amazing guest today. We've got the fabulous Coach Carol with us today, and just a real just inspiration in the field of sexual addiction, compulsivity, betrayal trauma, and partner reintegration. I feel like we've got one of the OGs with us today, guys. So get excited, buckle up. It's going to be a great interview. I want to read Carol's bio just so you can, you know, understand a little bit more about the experience that she's bringing to the table. So welcome, Carol.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm excited to be here.
Yay. Coach Carol has spent over 45 years in the field and over 20 years specifically in partner betrayal, sexual addiction, and reintegrating coupleships. So 20 plus years helping couples heal from sexual addiction and guiding betrayal partners through the trauma of sexual and relational betrayal. She is the author of 5 books. All very, very, very amazing tools for healing. She's offering practical tools and strategies to rebuild trust and restore connection. She's written the bestseller, Help Her Heal, an empathy workbook to restore connection. Yeah. She is a trainer for the Association of Partners of Sex Addicts Trauma Specialists. She is on the faculty for ITAP, which is the International Institute for Trauma and Addiction Professionals. She developed ERCEM, E-R-C-E-M, ERCEM, the empathy, you know, it's all about empathy at the end of the day, but it stands for Early Recovery Couples Empathy Model, which teaches professionals and couples how they can navigate through sex addiction and partner betrayal using their skill of empathy. She has trained over 100, at least, professionals. I've attended one of your workshops. It was fabulous. and she's been doing this model since 2021, at least. And additionally, I want to say she hosts a podcast of her own, which is entitled Rebuilding Trust with Coach Carol. Is that all right, Carol?
Yeah, I think that's that's good. The only other thing I would add is that I was the very first podcast on sex addiction in the world. And there were no other podcasts. And a year into it, I checked my demographics because I could care less about demographics, but I checked them and it was 52% women And I realized, oh my gosh, that's women trying to figure out what is going on with their husbands. And so I shifted that podcast. It was called Sex Help with Carol the Coach. Those are still available. And I've really morphed into couples work. And so Rebuilding Trust with Carol the Coach is specifically on how couples can do that work. And it is in direct relationship to my YouTube channel, where I give couples exercises that they can use with the books or without the books.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. Like I said, guys, you're getting the OG, the OG podcast, or the OG. And what a great season for Carol to be present, because we've got season 9, where it's all things coupleship, reintegration, healing, recovering, restoration. I mean, it's a really tough time. And I've got some questions for you, Carol, because I think it's going to shed a lot of light on this whole process for our listeners. And there's no better to teach them and answer these questions than you. So I want to ask some questions about IRCM. And I also want to ask some questions about the AVR, which is Acknowledge, Validate, and Reassure. Can we start there? The AVR formula. Can you explain to our audience what that is for in rebuilding empathy? Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying? It's saying, help me, help me. How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, oh, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today.
First of all, that comes out of Help Her Heal. And that was a workbook for betrayers, at the time we called them sex addicts, to develop empathy to help their partners heal. I found that the men I was working with were getting better, but their wives weren't. And it's because men didn't know that they had to work on their individual recovery and their relational recovery. And so that workbook specifically gave tools. Now, Andrea, the major empathy technique is reflective listening. It's not AVR. But AVR gets such good press because it sounds so upbeat and proactive. So I want to say, if we have couples out there that want to improve their relationship, they really have to get better at reflective listening. And for the first 9 months to a year and a half, it really should be the betrayer just listening to what the betrayed has to say, whether it's about devastation, whether it's about hope, whether it's about family, whether it's about trauma. We have to help whoever betrayed with laser focus pay attention to what's going on inside of the partner. Now, that being said, a secondary formula was AVR, and that has to do with acknowledging the problem, the challenge, or the distress, and then identifying what is the primary feeling that a partner may be feeling as a result of that challenge or problem. And then the hard part is the reassurance, because it has to be measurable and it has to be very simple. And it has to remind the partner that the addict is working diligently on individual recovery and the relationship. We have seen a shift in this community, a shift in the world. And now that we understand that partners have been traumatized, what we're noticing is the old school, oh, Mr. Betrayer, you go do your work over there. And partner, you're as sick as he is, so you go do your work over there. And maybe in a couple of years, you can come back together. That came out of a 12-step model, and there could be nothing more damaging than that. The truth is, from the get-go, Urquhart says, come into the office together. Let's make sure you're both resourced. Let's make sure his recovery is strong. And let's begin to teach relational skills after that truth-telling process, which we believe is a therapeutic formal disclosure,
Thank you.
emotional impact letter, and restitution.
That was my next question. Thank you so much. Yes, because I know
Yeah.
that a lot of our listeners and a lot of my betrayed partners are going to want to know. So, is that after discovery and is it pre or post formal disclosure?
Yeah, well, the Urquhart formula says after discovery, it's important for an addict to get as clean as possible. And that takes at least 90 days. And it takes a whole host of recovery tools that I can fit on two hands. That's going to meetings. I don't care if it's 12-step meetings, SAA, SA. A fair recovery, men of the battle, pure desire, recovery nation, whatever that meeting is, the addict really should go, or the betrayer should go to at least three meetings a week, get a sponsor or a mentor, do the reading of the book that feeds that meeting, do the intensive work inside with a sponsor or a mentor, and then have fellowship. Fellowship with other people that have suffered this. That's the first five. The second five is go to a CSAT or a SASHR or an APSAT that has been trained in this field so that there's no trauma-induced treatment. And then get into a therapy group, if possible, with other betrayers or addicts. Pray, meditate, or journal. Read about your brain so that you understand why that dopamine hit brain locked you into values that you didn't really want to pursue. And then the last thing is accountability tools, whether it's polygraphs, Covenant Eyes, GPS. We want for the first 3 to 5 years to instill tools that will help put a pause on the impulses of somebody who acts out.
Yes.
So those are the 10 tools.
Yes. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. That's very helpful. Another thing I'd like to ask for clarification for our audience is the difference between a sexual compulsive or a recovering sex addict or active sex addict and a betrayer.
Well, I started in the field of sex addiction. And I was getting so many requests in Indianapolis, Indiana, to help kids that I said I need training. So I went through ITAP and got my certified sex addictions therapist training. And my guys got well, but my partners, well, I didn't even see partners. The partners didn't. And what I found was, pulling them in, helping them be a part of his treatment, having her know what she needed for safety. And that's all up to the partner. Not every partner wants a disclosure. Not every partner wants to know the treatment plans. She's in the driver's side, and she gets to decide.
There's a choice, yeah.
Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today.
Now then, and so I wrote Help Them Heal to Navigate Compulsive Sexual Problematic Behavior with the Coupleship, to keep her in the loop and to have him do the work with her. And that's IRCM. And people don't need an IRCM therapist. They can do this work on their own. However, I'm all about support, and I want them to have somebody who knows how to do the work. But that's up to them and their finances and their time and all that stuff. And then I started getting betrayers. They came to the office and they'd say, I think I've got sex addiction. And I went, as I heard the story and listened for compulsivity and out of control behavior, the out of control behavior was about infidelity. Mm-hmm. And although there might have been some porn usage, it didn't appear to be compulsive. Mm-hmm. And yet, statistically, more women ask for a divorce when infidelity has occurred as opposed to sex addiction. Mm-hmm. And so I said, oh, we've really got to work with that population if we're going to help the partner feel heard, help the betrayer know what to do, and identify and tease out, why would somebody of good moral character act out? Why would he or she, but we'll say he in this circumstance, compromise those values? And it was very different than problematic sexual behavior. It was a self-esteem issue. It was a boredom issue. It was a, and I'm not, this is a very unpopular thing to say, but I say it all the time. A lot of men succumb to a woman's pursuit of them. Mm-hmm. And so men are responsible. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't get them off the hook. But to be real honest, we've got a lot of women out there that are also compromising values and are also enticing mm-hmm. Betrayers to act out. And so that was a whole new dynamic. So I wrote mm-hmm. Helping Couples Heal from Infidelity to Find Love Again. And if you notice, including my helper heal, it's all about the heart.
Right.
You know, we've got to help any type of betrayer restore the relationship if it's possible. And that's what IRCM is about. IRCM helps both situations with a variety of same, similar exercises and then some different ones with infidelity because it's a different ballgame. So I'm just, this book came out in June and it's just starting to really make a difference in the lives of the betrayed and the coupleship. And I'm just happy that I can be available to both problematic behaviors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it coincides with what you're saying, but if you hold your book back up, Carol, I want the audience to see the fingerprints
that are on that heart.
Because let me just show you Helper Heal, my first book.
Okay.
Because I worked with the great Barbara Steffens and taught how to treat partners through the lens of trauma. And this was my very first book. And she showed it to her husband as we were picking a cover.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, "Well, that looks like a fingerprint on there, like he's a criminal." Uh-huh. And Barbara said, "Well, if the shoe fits." Now, she was making a joke. She works specifically with partners.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that when betrayal has occurred, it leaves an imprint on a relationship that takes years and years and years to a reintegration to improve and build the trust back. Yeah. And so betrayers have left their fingerprint on the soul of the marriage. And they aren't criminals, but they did some very, very, very bad things in terms of the sacredness of their relationship. And so in all my books, I talk about how addicts, betrayers cannot go into shame when they're dealing with their wife's pain.
Right.
And shame resiliency is as important as any of the other techniques I have. And so I know you just heard me say, if it fits, but we don't want anybody who's made a mistake to hate themselves. We want them to make it better in integrity. And if it doesn't repair the relationship, if it's not enough, if it's too little, too late, then I want to help them separate and divorce in integrity too.
Sure. Which can be done, and we've seen it. Mm-hmm. That's also a beautiful thing. In holding up the book, I asked you to hold it back up because I was an ASEC certified sex therapist before I went on to through ITAP to get my CSAT. So, but I've been, you know, working with sex addiction for about 20 years, a little over 20 years myself. And when you held up that book, I was like, oh my gosh, I love to see the DNA. I love to see the fingerprint, because never once have I worked with a coupleship that was the same. It's almost like fingerprints in that sense, like not one of them look alike. And so while we do have a path of healing and a path of recovery that is tried and true, it looks different for everybody going through it. And I saw that in your book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I have to say, I'm so proud because a year ago, the 12-step, well, SAA-recovery.org, a major 12-step program for Sex Addicts Anonymous, adopted Help Her Heal, my very first book, into their recovery materials. And this was so phenomenal because I just told you how the recovery, the 12-step group used to say, you do your work, you do your work, come together in 2 years, and called her codependent and sick, which we know there's nothing further than from the truth than that. And now they are using a relational book that says, let's let her decide what she needs to know to feel safe. And that has been such a breakthrough for couples and for partners. And it's the least we can do. This happened to them.
That's right. And I do love the healing process. When I also have experienced something quite similar to what you mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, but like I have a lot of betrayed partners sitting in front of me after their partners came to us maybe 6 months before, 8 months before. And they look at me and say, I just feel like he's so far ahead of me and I'm ready to do my work. And I feel like this is such a great opportunity. And you offer, and all of your tools offer such a great opportunity for recommitting couples, but also the work for the betrayed to really feel seen and heard and known and important and to give them agency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you.
All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's Direct Impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes.
Absolutely. It's been an honor to work with couples. And the weirdest thing is that I gave up couples in 2001 as a mental health therapist, not even in the field of sex addiction. My colleague and I, Christine Turrell Shields, ran 2,000 women's groups.
Whoa.
And women were my jam. I loved working with women. You know, they had trauma, no doubt. And our women's groups were imperative in helping them heal and develop networks. And it was just such a blessing. And so I said, I don't want to work with couples. It's too conflictual and I want my life to go a different direction. And you always have to be careful for what you say you don't want, because by 2009, I was starting to write a manual on how we could help couples heal. And that actually came to fruition 9 years later in 2018. And I've been a couples counselor ever since. I've been a couples counselor ever since. Now, the truth is, it's still really hard work, but IRCAM helps bring down the reactivity because the partner feels safer and the partner feels prioritized, and it gives the betrayer or the addict something to do with the partner that makes a difference. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Can I ask you a question? It's kind of either here or there, but what is your thought behind why we see more of the men as the betrayed and the betrayed as the female? Because I definitely hear a lot of, you know, from men that their partners have had affairs, that they have acted out previously in the marriage and all of that. But I'm just not seeing it as much in the practice. Do you have any theories behind that?
Well, I'm in the process of writing Help Him Heal on male betrayal. And I believe it's twofold. I believe it's because men, their ego system has been so ruptured that they don't necessarily ask for help. They work it out on their own. Mm-hmm. And you and I have a colleague as a CSAT, Adam Neeson, who wrote about masculine betrayal issues that occur as a male partner experiences them. And we see a real difference in men not necessarily wanting to deal with feelings. It's too vulnerable. It hurts too much. They've never been encouraged to do it. And so they stay silent and work on it on their own. And I believe that's going to explode in the next 5 to 10 years.
I hope so. I hope so, because it's there. Mm-hmm. And we're just not able to see it in our work as often. It's not reflected in our practice the way it is in the world, you know?
Yeah, like, and it's auxiliary.
Yes.
You know, you may be interviewing a man and he nonchalantly says, well, yeah, my wife had two affairs before we even got married.
Yep.
And yet, because they've handled it and they haven't reached out, it doesn't get brought to the surface, as well as it doesn't get healed.
Yeah. 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 Well, thank you. I can't wait for that book to come out.
Yes, so, I'm working on it, and I'm going to all the experts for help with that because, again, I don't see as many male partners that are willing to talk about it.
And we know they're there. We know they're there. So thank you so much for all of the work that you have done in our field, continue to do in our field, for all of the lives and marriages and individuals that you've saved and restored. Thank you. Carol, do you have a call to action for our recovering addicts and betrayed partners and all of the individuals listening to our podcast?
A call to action.
Yes, something for them to do this week.
Get my book, listen to my podcast, which has just started. You know, I had over 1 million hits on my Sex Help with Carol the Coach. I just started this podcast. I may have 334 downloads. So, you know, it's all fresh, it's brand new. I think education and validation are two of the best things that a couple can do when they're looking at whether they're going to be able to restore the relationship. And so for the male betrayer or addict, I would say immerse yourself on how you can develop empathy for what's happened, which of course decreases the reactivity, the defensiveness, and validates what the partner's been through. That's my call to action.
Oh, I love that. Empathy. You know, we talk about it a lot in our practice. We say, lean in, lean into it. When there's dysregulation, when the nervous system is, you know, either in hyper reactivity or hypo, we say, lean in, get curious, you know, be receptive, which I think is very much what you're saying, your call to action for empathy and to just really lean in when a partner is dysregulated and in need of validation and reassurance and safety. So, and thank you so much, Coach Carol, for being here on the Direct Impact podcast because today you've made a direct impact.
Oh, thank you for having me. And it's always good to see you again and get to know you a little better. And it sounds like your podcast is really organized, and it's something that couples can go to and get all of their needs met in a series.
Yeah, it's a great resource, and it's been a labor of love, as you can probably relate. But I love having a library of resources available to our clients and to an audience beyond our area. So yeah, it's been a real blessing to be a part of. And your last most recent episode, I feel like it dropped about 2 days ago with Jill. Amazing. Amazing episode. We've done a whole series on this podcast on body betrayal, and I feel like your interview with her really would resonate with our audience. So I definitely want them to check out your podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I am on a new platform and it's very intense. It's very complicated. And I don't know what happened, but half of that interview we lost. And Jill is a genius in the work that she provides and the resources. And, you know, we were talking about body image and how women are impacted.
Oh, yeah.
And so I haven't even talked to her about, I want that second part. So stay tuned for part two of Dr. Jill Manning. And, you know, she's somebody that we can all look to. I mean, she was in the Oprah magazine with Dr. Kevin Skinner. So she has made incredible inroads to helping people all over the world know that this is an epidemic and we can stop it if we understand it.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Coach Carol, for being on the Direct Impact podcast.
All right. Thank you, Andrea.
All right, audience. I just I'm so excited for you to have gotten the opportunity to get to know Coach Carol and dive deeper with all of the tools she has available for this community. Thank you so much, and I will see you next time. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.